coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets. And welcome to Talking Pets. You're listening to Talking Pets, and we want to talk with you. Give us a call. The number is 818-818-6401. And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm your host, John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
And I'm Michael Hambrick.
So, we want to talk with you about your pets. The lines are open. We have a new producer starting, so bear with us. That's all I'm going to say. So, the number is 818-818-6401, and we want to talk with you about your pets. We're open to your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets. So, again, 818-818-6401. 6401. That is the number to call. Dr. Katie, well, right off the bat, I got to say it because you've got a cake sitting here in front of you. So
I see that.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, John.
So I'm not going to ask.
No. Well, I'm 68. I don't mind.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, then you're a little older than me. So, hi, Mom. Just kidding. So, did you do anything special for your 68?
I sent you a picture.
I did,
John.
See that picture.
About 10, 12 people that used to work with me came over to my house, and we played. We went to indoor putt putt. We played putt putt.
Well, now, what is putt putt? Is that like?
It's miniature golf.
Oh, it's miniature golf. Okay.
Yes, but it was.
I don't know what is putt putt.
Okay, it's miniature golf. It was indoors, so it was air conditioned like that, not blasting in the heat.
Yeah, nice.
And yeah. And then we came back to my house and had a barbecue and floated in my pool and sat in the hot tub and had a little adult beverage.
I know, I was gonna say, I thought I saw a drink in your hand in that picture.
Yeah, probably too many adult beverages, but
so I want to like scoot off of that adult beverage thing, you know, like during the summer months and holidays, which are right around the corner, and birthdays, and when you're like drinking bubbly, you want to make sure that the pets don't get it.
Correct.
So I was talking to a friend recently, and if he's listening, I'm sorry for bashing you on the air, but he told me he gives one of his cats a little nip of a drink. I don't agree with that. And so I was like, why? The cat's still alive.
Yeah. And Steve and I used to sit in the hot tub and have our drinks on the ledge in the hot tub. We had to be really cautious because the dogs would come along and drink our drinks.
Right. You got to keep an eye on them.
Yeah.
they're going to go after whatever they can find.
So he got us some cool little floaties so we could put our drinks in the hot tub and the little floaties.
What about with the bubbles? Didn't that get in the way?
The bubbles in the hot tub?
Yeah.
No, because the drink holder floated above it.
Okay.
It didn't get rocky. No, they were, pretty cool.
Okay, just saying. So 818-818-6401. Don't forget you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio if you want to tune in there as well. Right off the bat, I want to give a shout out to a bunch of newbies to the show. I want to say KCBQ out in San Diego, California, AM 1170 and FM 96.1. Give a shout out to Steve out there and everybody at KCBQ. KWRO in Coos Bay, Oregon, AM 630 and 101.1 FM. Hey, Michael, how you doing? And KBAR AM 1230 in Rupert, Idaho. And to Scotty and the gang out there at KBAR, welcome on to the crew. And we want to hear from you guys. So we're open to your medical questions and your behavior questions. And again, the number is 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. So what's new in your life? I mean, you traveled recently, didn't you?
Nothing big. I went to Austin for a veterinary conference.
So how was that?
It was good.
Yeah. Is that like a three-day event when you go to those?
Yes. The big ones are usually three-day events. This was the American Veterinary Medical Association meeting.
I thought, do they usually have those, or are they just all over the place? But didn't they used to have it in Orlando, Florida?
They call it now VMX.
Oh, so it's all different. Okay.
Yeah. And it's always in Orlando. VMX is always in Orlando in January.
Okay. That's the one that I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
But the one that you went to in Austin, did you enjoy Austin? And I do have to ask you a question. When I was in Austin, which is a really cool city, they had the Bat Bridge.
I went, and, I sat there for about an hour and a half and saw maybe 6 or 8 bats.
That's it?
I was a bit disappointed.
See, when I went there, it was years ago, and they were going through, all the bats were going through white nose syndrome, mm-hmm. and so the bats were dying. So they didn't have as many bats with that well-known bridge there in Austin. So I kind of wonder if you only saw 6... if it really kind of decimated the bat cave.
I got the impression that was unusual, that we didn't see very many bats that night. So I think they're back, but I can text my college roommate lives in Austin. So I spent a couple of days with her and then did the veterinary conference.
That's cool. So you had a good time.
Yeah.
I know at night now, because I don't see them really during the hottest peak of the year or whatever, but when it's at night, when the sun goes down a little bit.
I see them around
my house. Them in my yard. Yeah. And they're, mm-hmm. I guess, eating the mosquitoes and stuff, which thank God, because there's so many of them out there now.
After Debbie, oh my God.
It's been a wet season everywhere.
Since Debbie.
Yep. And the mosquitoes just are crazy. Now, they actually, is it the bite of a mosquito or swallowing a mosquito? The bite of a mosquito can cause heartworm, correct?
If the mosquito is carrying the microfilaria, the larva.
See, that's why she's a doctor.
Adult, that grow into adult heartworms. If that bites your dog and your dog is not on heartworm preventative, that's how they get it.
Now, is it possible that your cats would get it as well?
It is. It's very uncommon. And it typically is a pretty serious problem in cats because their hearts are so small compared to dogs. And the worms are like a piece of spaghetti. They're pretty good size, so they can get very sick.
So let me ask you, if your dog is on heartworm.
Yes.
And say, it's tough for people out there money-wise, and say somebody has to take their dog off of heartworm and for a couple of months. Does that mean there's no, every month you got to keep them on that? And if you go off of it for a couple months, would they still not be active?
There is a window, but I shouldn't say this. The most heartworm medications will protect your dog for a month and a half to 2 months.
So still
but
not a lot.
Don't
I mean,
tell
yeah,
people
because you don't want to take a chance,
right? And you don't want to say, try and remember to do this every other month,
right?
Yeah, who's going to remember that? So yeah, just do it every month, and
it's safer. You're not at risk, and like you said, yeah, you forget about it or something like that, then you have an issue.
Yep.
Well, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we want to hear from you guys. Give us a call at 818-818-6401. You're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
I'm Michael Hambrick.
And this is, of course, Talkin' Pets. 818-818-6401.
All your attention, they got their eyes on you, but I know just what to do. There's no competition.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Attention diabetics and weight loss patients. Bob Pfaff here from Tort Defenders. Are you or a loved one suffering complications from Ozempic, Wegovy, Rybelsus, Mounjaro, or Zepbound? These medications have been linked to serious gastrointestinal illnesses and other severe side effects, leading to hospitalization or permanent injuries. If you've been hospitalized after taking these medications, you're not alone. We understand your pain and frustration and will stop at nothing to help you get the compensation you deserve for your suffering. If you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, chronic vomiting, deep vein thrombosis, DVT, or experienced intestinal blockage requiring surgery, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call the Ozempic helpline and find out immediately if you qualify. Get the justice you deserve. Call 888-288-LAW1 today for a free consultation. That's 888-288-LAW1. Time is limited to file, so don't wait. Call 888-288-LAW1 today.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. We're going to go out to Bart Walker and Brian Country out there in Nashville, Tennessee, WGNS, and speak with Annette. Hey, Annette, how you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. How are you? And thank you for taking my call.
Anytime. That's what we're here for. So what's going on with you? What do you have, a dog, cat?
We have a 16-year-old yellow cat named Louie. He's lost weight in the last year and also at the same time has gotten to be more of a picky eater. But if we give him more than a tablespoon at a time, he throws up after he yowls like he's in a lot of pain.
And when was the last time you had Louie examined by your family veterinarian?
A couple of years ago.
Well, I'd highly recommend that you start there. Weight loss in older cats can be from some treatable diseases, like hyperthyroidism or inflammatory bowel disease. The weight loss and the vomiting to me sounds a little bit like inflammatory bowel disease. So, but of course, without blood work and further testing, I couldn't tell you that for sure. Those aren't curable diseases, but they're certainly treatable with sometimes medications, sometimes special diets. But with those medications, you can make Louie's life better quality for as long as possible.
Okay.
So I can't really recommend anything over the phone for an improvement. I really think you need to get some blood work done from your family veterinarian first to rule out kidney disease, diabetes, that kind of thing.
But it's manageable if it is that.
Yeah, kidney disease, manageable with diets, diabetes, sometimes a challenge, but is manageable. Inflammatory bowel disease, manageable with medications and special diets. Thyroid disease, totally manageable with sometimes diets, sometimes medications. Yeah.
Well, Annette, get that checked out with your vet. And, 16, they're up there. I mean,
yes.
At 16. I lost my boy cat years ago at 17 and my female at 19. And now I've got three rescues with me. So it's always a hard time when they get older because they are susceptible to things, cats. And like yours is dealing with right now. And actually one of mine I've got dealing with stones. So, yeah, I've got her on a special diet. It's kind of pricey, but she's been running around the house like a new kid ever since she's been on that food. So it apparently works. So definitely check up with your veterinarian.
Okay, will do. Thanks again.
Yeah, good luck with
Annette.
Louie.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Annette out in Nashville, Tennessee. I've always wanted to go to Nashville. I've never been there, and I want to go so bad. I hear it's a lot of fun.
It is.
Oh, you've been.
I have.
Of course you have. You've been everywhere in the world. So what did you like about Nashville the most? Was it the bar scene? Because I heard there's a lot of good music there.
Yes.
If you
yes.
like country music.
Yeah. Downtown Nashville, you just go from bar to bar, and there's like live music.
Yeah.
All the places. And even the little restaurant right by our hotel, which was right next to the Grand Ole Opry. That was really cool.
Did you go in there?
Yeah, we did. We went to the Grand Ole Opry.
So was there somebody singing when you were in there?
In the Grand Ole... No, we went to a show, like the Saturday night show that they used to have at the Grand Ole Opry.
So it's like performers?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's
a lot
a
of people
radio
you knew.
Show.
It's a radio show?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
No, see, I don't know. I need to go. I've always wanted to, so I definitely need to check it out.
Yeah.
It just looks like a real fun place to be.
It was fun. It was nice to say I've been to the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah. I can't say that, though.
But even though I don't even, it was like almost like a Denny's that was near our hotel that we went to eat. Maybe it was more like a Culver's or something like that, that kind of food. But our wait staff sang. You know,
really?
Yes.
Because, well, they're probably all rising stars.
They think they are.
Yeah, so, yeah, that seems to be it for sure. But, hey, give us a call, 818-818-6401. That's the number to call, 818-818-6401. We want to talk to you about your pets, 818-818-6401. We're open to your medical questions and your behavior questions. And don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. So check us out there as well. But so did you see like a lot of, I'm curious, did you see like a lot of animals, home, like cats or dogs or anything on the streets?
In
Nashville or no?
No, but I did in Austin. One of the meetings I went to was about a group that does pop-up clinics to treat pets of homeless people.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I've been hearing about that.
Pop-up clinic while we were there. And sometimes this group partners with folks that offer medical services for the humans. We'll cut the hair. They'll have stylists come in and cut their hair and obviously, you know, offer them some food, lunch or whatever. So
groomers as well as veterinarians and so on and so forth.
Groomers for people.
Oh.
Yeah. So they partner with people who offer services for the humans that care for these homeless or, you know, homeless people who care for their pets. Yeah.
It's sad. I mean, when I see, you know, it's bad enough to see a homeless person, but, you know, my heart kind of goes out a little bit more because I'm a big animal person and I see them with an animal. And a matter of fact, a couple of times I've donated, you know, a dollar or two to them when they're there, more so when they have like a dog or a cat with them. And I'm just like, that's for the pet. So.
And this meeting that I went to had studies, statistics showing that the body condition scores of the animals owned by homeless people were sometimes better than the body condition scores of
non-homeless,
because those animals are getting exercise every day, and their people feed their animals before they feed themselves.
That's cool. You
in
know,
most cases.
They got big hearts. You know, and they can't help it. A lot of people can't help it because of maybe the economy or whatever. And
that's their reason for living in a lot of cases is their dog.
I know the feeling. I mean, I'm not on the street yet. And I say yet. But the thing is that I love my cats. My cats are my babies. So I take care of them all the time.
There was a couple, they showed pictures of a family that was in kind of a tent camp that had two cats hanging out with them.
It's cool. It you know, takes away the stress. We all know that. Hey, give us a call, 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets. There's somebody thinking of you. I'm the one who never hurt you. Maybe that's because I love you. Call me. Don't be afraid and just...
Do your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code, Radio 4.
radio, and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code RADIO4. Again, that's promo code RADIO4.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Greska's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Greska's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Greska's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
A team of lifeboat volunteers in the UK freed a humpback whale after it became entangled in fishing ropes off the coast of Cornwall. The distressed mammal was discovered wrapped up in crab or lobster pot lines in Mount Bays near the port of Newlyn by Wildlife Watching Boat Company Marine Discovery Penzance. Quickly, several other boat trip operators arrived in a bid to help the whale named Ivy before the Royal National Wildlife and Wild Boat Lifeboat Intuition and attended to cut the whale free from the ropes. Now, the dramatic rescue was caught on camera by an amateur photographer who goes dolphin spotting in her spare time. The woman, a language teacher known on social media as the Dolphin Lady, traveled to Cornwall specifically to see Ivy after learning that the whale had been spotted off the south coast. "I still can't believe what we witnessed," she said of the rescue. A man watching the rescue with the Dolphin Lady quipped that the whale waved goodbye as it flapped its tail while swimming away. Andy Cowie, owner of the boat trip company Atlantic Adventures, was among the skippers to head out to the whale after seeing a post on social media. Mr. Cowie, who is also a member of British Divers Marine Life Rescue, told The Independent how it had become tied up in ropes used to connect crab and lobster pots to buoys. "It had tried to free itself, but had become more wrapped up in the ropes," Mr. Cowie said. The whale also had a wound and was clearly quite distressed. Now, he said that the team of skippers monitored the whale before the NLI made a decision to cut it free. "The whale had been seen in recent weeks along the coast," said Mr. Cowie, who believed this presence could be down to the impact of global warming. Mr. Cowie said dangers posed to whales in the region included fishing trawlers and lost nets. He added, "Today highlighted the dangers our marine wildlife faces from human activity. We hope and pray Ivy recovers from this ordeal." Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio.
ABC at the University of Prince Edward Island announced the launch of its new clinical trial aiming to treat cardiac tumors in canines. The trial will focus on using propranolol, which is prescribed to treat similar conditions in children. The study will be led by Lynn O'Sullivan, DVM, DVS, Diplomat of American College of Veterinary Internal
Medicine, Abigail Martin, DVM, cardiac resident at AVC, and Etienne Cote, BSC, and diplomat of the American College of Veterinary Internal Medicine. Propranolol has shown great success in treating hemangiomas in infants, said Martin in an organizational release. We want to see if it can have a similar effect on dogs, as treatment options for this condition are limited and often result in end-of-life conversations. Cardiac tumors typically affect larger breeds of dogs and are not diagnosed until after a pet is admitted to an emergency hospital with fluid around their heart. When it comes to cardiac tumors, they are considered rare, and their symptoms are usually nonspecific, creating a low level of suspicion of it actually being a tumor, and it delays diagnosis. Owners could report their pet is experiencing neurologic signs, abdominal distension, lethargy, and weakness. According to the National Health Service, propranolol is a beta blocker used to treat heart problems, help with some anxiety symptoms, and prevent migraines in humans. It works by slowing down the patient's heart rate to make it easier for the heart to pump blood throughout the body. Right now, we can help the patient in the short term by relieving the fluid around the heart, so it helps the dog feel better, said Cote. However, the underlying issue is the tumor, and surgery is often not viable. We want to know if this medication will help shrink the tumor and enhance the quality of life for these animals. In order to participate in the study, eligible dogs must be referred to AVC by their veterinarian and meet particular criteria. Once enrolled in the study, patients will receive trial medication that will be administered orally for 1 month, and they will be monitored by AVC specialists. AVC shared in the release that it encourages dog owners to consult with their veterinarian for referral and eligibility information. The study will be supported by the Arthur L. Irving Foundation, the American College of Veterinary Internal Medicine Cardiology Pacemaker Fund Research Grant, and AVC's Companion Animal Fund, and will continue for up to 2 years. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Katie Meyer.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Michael Hambrick.
Pick up the phone. Give us a call at 818-818-6401. We're open to your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets.
818-818-6401. Let the games begin!
And pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. That sound means it's game time. And what we're going to do is play an animal sound for you. If you can identify what creature makes this animal sound, and I'll give you a hint, it's a bird. And if you know what it is, we have choices of dog books, cat books. We have also a turtle pendant, a piece of jewelry. We have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a reptile music CD. Also, we do have Vitacraft. We have Lick and Lap. You can go with those, which are five packets of nice little creamy paste that your cats will die for. Also, we have purr sticks, which are breakable, and you can give them to your cat that way. We do have a easy walk, no pull harness, and it's for a small, medium dog, about 25 pounds. We do also have Good Pets Foods. It's Daily Multi, Daily Probiotic, and Hip and Joint Plus. These are actually supplement treats for your dogs. So those are your choices. Oh, and we do have a calendar for 2025. And if you win, you have a choice of picking those out. And this is the animal sound. If you know what creature makes that sound, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, what makes that sound? 818-818-6401, take a shot at it. If you know what it is, what creature that is, then basically what you could do is give us a call and you could possibly win one of those, you know, treats. So if you know what bird this is. Now you got it. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. What creature makes that sound? And it is a bird. So play with us. 818-818-6401. When you see a lot of animals at the clinic and everything like that, Katie, do you see mostly dogs and cats?
Or yes.
Do you get like any kind of...
Yes.
Didn't you have like, if I recall, didn't you have a fawn once?
We took care of everything.
Really?
We worked with a couple of wildlife rehabbers. We've worked with coyotes. And Dr. Sanciolo worked with otters. Lots of wildlife. Sandhill cranes, owls, hawks, squirrels.
So you worked with them on the medical aspect?
Yes. And then we would pass them on to wildlife rehabilitators.
Okay.
And I still get calls from wildlife rehabilitators. I took a fish hook out of a Muscovy duck's mouth Tuesday.
That ought to be hard.
Not really.
No?
No.
You cut the edge. If the edge is showing, if it's not on a hook that goes into an animal, if the end of the hook is showing, you can snip that.
You have to get the barb through.
Right.
Yeah, you have to get the barb to poke through, and then you just cut off the end of the barb, and you're good to go.
But if it's not showing, that's what I mean. You got to push it through?
No, you have to make an incision over where the barb is, and then pop it through.
Does that entail anesthesia for the animal?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so they're out.
Yes.
Okay, because they're not going to deal with that very well.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
No.
I've been noticing a lot of birds lately with, I don't know why, but like seagulls and stuff like that with broken wings. And I've been calling them into rehab centers. I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know if it's just the storms, but they won't mend on itself, will it?
No. If they do mend on their own, they're not going to be able to fly.
Okay. So best...
If it's a wing.
Whenever you see an animal like that that's hurt, whether a domestic animal or wild, best to call it into a doctor or like a vet or...
There's so few veterinarians that will deal with wildlife. Start with fish and game, and then they'll probably give you a number of a rehabber close to you that you can typically call in, leave a message, and they'll call you back.
Well, pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. What bird makes this sound? So if you know what bird that is, 818-818-6401. It's a big bird.
Mm.
Think America. What is it? 818-818-6401. That's the number to call, and you get to win a prize. And we will send that out to you if you know what it is. So we want to talk with you, 818-818-6401. And again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. And see if somebody knows, and they can guess what it is. And then you're going to win something. Actually, we're going to shoot out real quick to La Mesa, California, and Pat, what bird do you think that is? Hi, Pat.
Hi there. Is the bird a parrot?
Is the bird a parrot? I would say no. I'll play strike three with you real quick, and then we got to go out to a break, but... What do you think? Now, I gave a little hint at the end. I don't know if you heard it, but I said, think America.
Oh. An eagle.
Congratulations. You are absolutely correct. If you would, stay on the line, Pat. We'll get Sydney will ask you what you want to go with, and we'll send that out to you. We'll ship it right out to you. And thanks for playing with us.
Thank you so much. My cat will appreciate it.
Thanks, Pat. Oh, I bet you're going with the cat treats from Vitacraft. They're great. Hold on. Don't go away. This is Talkin' Pets. Beats the rest. Cellular, modular, interactive, modular. Ring, ring,
ring, ring, ring, ring, ring. Banana phone. Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Do your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Horn, and let me introduce you to a great online supplement store. It's called GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com is always passing on deals to their customers because no one should take your health for granted. For the month of July, they've slashed their prices on their Moringa Vision Bundle and their Max Cleanse Bundle. Always check out their front page for the latest sales at GetTheTea.com. Along with their wonderful cleansing teas, they have a great assortment of unique supplement formulations that you'll not find at any store. They carry glucose support, digestive, cardiovascular, weight, and immune support supplements. So what are you waiting for? Go to GetTheTea.com and don't forget to enter the code MikeT, M-I-K-E-T-E-A, for free shipping. GetTheTea.com, MikeT. GetTheTea.com, MikeT.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair. Close your eyes and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
A man has died and his friend has been injured during a bull running festival in eastern Spain, authorities say. The man, 61, was gored in his side during the event in the town of Pobla de Farnals in the Valencia region last Saturday. He underwent emergency surgery but died on Saturday. His friend, 63, was attacked in both legs by the same bull and is in stable condition in the hospital. Deaths and injuries during bull running festivals in Spain are not uncommon. There are hundreds of such events in which bulls are released on city streets with people running ahead of them across Spain every year. Animal rights groups have long complained of the dangers for the public as well as the animals, but the animal events remain popular. The bull running season provides a much needed boost to Valencia's economy, bringing in hundreds of jobs and large amounts of profit. Visit Talking Pets for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Michael Hambrick.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. The lines are open at 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Michael Hambrick.
The doctor is in the house, Dr. Katie, and welcome to your medical questions and your behavior questions. 818-818-6401. Congratulations to Pat out there in La Mesa, California, listening on KCBQ. She just won some VitaCraft for her cats, which... my cats go nuts for. So, Pat, I'm sure they're going to go crazy. You can pretty much get them to do anything. I mean, if I hold one of those, like, either one, where the purr sticks or, like, Shadow, my black cat, she will push the other cats, the other two cats out of the way if I have the lick and lap. And you know what I found, too, is, like, there's, like, what I feed them, the brand that I feed them, which is a decent brand. If I get, like, the variety pack sometimes... for some reason, they don't like the chicken. And I always get pate because they don't like the other ones. And I get the pate, and the chicken, for some reason, they're not real big on. But if I put the VitaCraft on,
good
the
idea.
Lick and lap on top of it, they devour the entire thing. And
good
I,
idea.
And I don't have to worry about it sitting there, and you know how it starts to get brown?
Yeah.
Which is probably not a good thing, right?
No.
So you want to, like, you don't want to eat old food.
No.
So your cat doesn't want to either. But they'll chomp it all down if I put that on top of it. So
I don't know, John. My dog, my cat eats
anything.
Frogs, lizards that he catches in the lanai.
I have stray cats out here, and yes, I'm guilty. I have been feeding them, and it's funny because I walked out my front door the other day, and this is why they say cats, you know, need to be spayed and neutered, especially feral ones. I found feathers everywhere. So apparently they were hungry besides what I give them.
Sure.
And they wanted to go for a true meat kind of thing.
Yeah.
So apparently they got a bird and it looked like it was a dove. So they're hunters, you know, yeah. And that's why, you know, a lot of people, you know, trap and release is a good thing. So, but I don't know. I've noticed that there used to be a family of them. Now there's only, I see two.
Of the cats?
Yeah. So, I don't know. Either maybe somebody did trap and release them, but I don't think that was the case. There's a lot of cars.
Yeah.
And then there's dogs in the neighborhood and everything else. So I hate to say it, but it's sad. I mean, another reason why, you know, mm-hmm. people need to spay and neuter their pets, because then there's just an overload in the shelters and an overload in the rescues, and they can't take anymore. And then you have the ones that are feral, and a lot of times you take them in, and because they're feral,
they're never social.
Right. And then they end up, you know, being put to sleep. So it's kind of a sad situation, but, you know, it's just the way it is, I guess, for now, until people start learning that, you know. And
it never ceases to amaze me. I know people who do TNR, and they spay neuter 100 cats every Saturday. I just don't understand, where are they coming from in the Tampa Bay area?
Yeah, well, that's not just Tampa Bay. It's everywhere.
I know. I mean, but it's a never-ending...
I got to tell you, I was in Hawaii one time, and I think it was Honolulu the time that I was there. And I was at some kind of event, and then I wanted to get out and get some air. So there was like an exit door right next to, I didn't know where it was going. So I opened it up and I walked out, and it was like a little alleyway next to the convention center or whatever it was that where I was. And I remember, and at that time, yes, I was smoking at the time. I don't smoke, and I've given it up for since 1993. Everyone listening, it's a good thing to do. Stop smoking. But the thing is that I went out there to have a cigarette, and literally, I stood out there for a couple of minutes. I eventually got surrounded by cats. And I'm not talking just like two or three cats. They just came out of the woodwork. I mean, I felt like I was in a Stephen King movie. I didn't know if they were going to eat me or what. It was like, you know, I finished very quickly and went back in, but I've never seen so many stray cats in my life.
Wow.
So it's every city in the country that I think is having problems with this.
Yeah.
And the problem is,
Tampa.
Right. And they eat birds, and they eat, you know, indigenous animals to those areas. So, you know, and it's the same thing too, like ferrets, for instance, they're illegal in New York City. And they're also illegal in Hawaii, because they're known to eat other, you know, creatures that are indigenous to those areas.
Right.
So they don't want them in there. But people don't listen. I know people that have them in New York City. And as long as somebody doesn't report you, you know, they end up keeping them. So, but, well, I want to say once again, congratulations to Pat. Pat did win. So congrats, Pat. You got the Vitacraft treats coming out to you. And I want to thank you for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets. Don't forget, please, as we were just talking about, spay and neuter your pets, help control that pet population, and put an end to so much, death. Yeah. Overpopulation. So, for myself, John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Michael Hambrick.
We say goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets. Don't forget, you can check out our website at talkinpets.com, and always join us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio.
When it seems your friends desert you.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.